Chapter 7, This is the Way, Our Call to Missionary Radio. Roland graduated from Bob Jones University in 1955 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Practical Christian Training. Instead of a minor, he took two proficiencies, one of which was radio production. He never expected to use that knowledge, but was just interested in radio. He became acquainted with the Sudan Interior Mission, SIM, board through a missionary from his home church who was doing translation work in the Sudan. He learned more about the mission while at BJU. The Sudan Interior Mission sent a representative to BJU to recruit new missionaries for Africa while Roland was a student. He applied to SIM to serve in the Sudan with his missionary friend doing translation work. He took a course in linguistics during the summer and went to New York in the fall of 1955 to participate in the missionary candidate school for 6 weeks. I had 2 more years to complete my major in practical Christian training at BJU. One morning in chapel, an announcement was made for those interested in doing volunteer work at the school's radio station, WMUU, to go to the station and apply. Somehow the Lord impressed upon me that I should go and apply for that job. All the way to the station that afternoon, I was protesting to the Lord that I did not plan to go into radio work, so I did not understand why He was sending me there. I was given the job of helping Mrs. Barbara Rumminger in the music library, checking music and planning music programs. After a while, the school administration told me I could no longer work at WMUU as a volunteer because I was a work loan scholarship student. If I stayed there, they would have to pay me. I went to Mr. Jim Ryerson, the station manager, and explained the situation. He agreed to start paying me for the work I was doing since they wanted me to stay there at the radio station. While working at WMUU, I had the opportunity to provide piano accompaniment for a mixed quartet on Dr. Bob Jones Sr.'s daily live radio broadcast. I soon learned the risks involved in live broadcasting. Each morning, before the broadcast, the quartet practiced 2 songs, and when Dr. Bob arrived, he chose one of the songs for us to sing in the broadcast. One day, I played the introduction for the song I thought he had chosen, but the quartet started singing the other song. The result was disastrous. We made 2 false starts before the director came to the piano and turned the book to the song the quartet was singing. We started over with better results, but Dr. Bob was upset with us. After the broadcast, Dr. Bob asked me if it was my fault we made the mistake. I told him I did not really know whose fault it was, but I was humiliated and expected to be replaced as a pianist for the program. That did not happen for the rest of that semester, but I was asked to sing rather than play with a quartet during the second semester. It was a great privilege to participate in Dr. Bob's radio program. As I worked at WMUU, I realized what a great tool radio was for evangelism and the spread of the gospel. The Lord gave me a burden for missionary radio. Roland and I both knew the Lord wanted us to serve Him in Africa, but as far as I knew, there were no missionary radio stations in Africa at that time. I wrote a letter to Roland in New York saying, "Honey, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord should use us to start a missionary radio station in Africa someday?" Meanwhile, at the SIM K candidate school in New York, a film was shown to the missionary candidates regarding a new missionary radio station called ELWA, or ELWA, which had gone on the air 1 year earlier in Liberia, West Africa. As soon as Roland saw that film, he got excited. He knew it was the Lord's will for us to serve him there at ELWA. He wrote to me at BJU in South Carolina, telling me about ELWA, and he believed that was where the Lord wanted us to serve him. Our two letters crossed in the mail. This was the Lord's confirmation to us. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. SIM accepted Roland for the work at ELWA in Liberia when he explained the Lord had confirmed to us that he wanted us to serve him there. He began deputation to raise his support and planned to take some further training in radio while I finished 2 more years at Bob Jones University. We planned to get married after that and go out to Liberia. The Lord had other plans for us, however. When Roland's support did not come in quickly, one of the businessmen in his Atlanta home church told him he would provide all of his support. At that time, the support level for a single missionary was about $300 per month. The missionary team in Liberia asked Roland to come to the field as soon as possible to help them. Before his departure for Africa, Roland came to South Carolina to see me at BJU and bid me goodbye. It was a very difficult parting, as we knew we would not be able to see each other again for 2 years. Roland wrote me later saying he walked all the way from BJU to the train station in downtown Greenville, crying all the way. It was hard for me, too. I actually got sick and did not realize the reason until my roommate diagnosed me as grieving over Roland's departure. The Lord gave both of us the grace we needed as Roland boarded a freighter in New York in March of 1956 and sailed for Liberia, West Africa. We wrote each other every day and mailed the letters when we filled up an air form. Communication was very slow, and we anxiously looked forward to the arrival of each letter. I could usually tell when I had a letter from Roland before I opened my post office box at school. I could smell Africa. No telephone communication was available in those days, but occasionally we would talk a tape to each other so we could hear one another's voices. When I was at home in Illinois, we could sometimes call via ham radio. We made our wedding plans by ham radio, so all the world knew our plans. Even though we missed each other immensely, we both rejoiced in the knowledge God was leading us in His will one step at a time. We looked forward to the time we would be serving him together at Missionary Radio Station, ELWA, in Liberia, West Africa. We served a faithful Lord who would continue to lead us all the way.